sober here and you're watching Don Reese Miracle Stories, you better keep watching because I'm going to be on it pretty darn soon. If you don't, I'm going to go Hercules on you. Okay.
What's up? It's Joey Catone and you're listening to Don Reese with Miracle Stories. I know I have a bunch of miracle stories to tell everyone, so hopefully we'll get a chance to do that. But you're listening to it right now.
Hi, I'm Dawn Reese with Miracle Stories TV Network. I will bring you inspirational stories that will warm your heart and give you more faith in walking with God. Do you have a miracle story? Call 727-871-7788. You could be next to give your miracle story testimony. And if you want miracles to happen in your life, join us at beaminghope.org in Largo, an amazing church with real miracle stories. And we have Sunday service, Wednesday Bible study, women's fellowship, men's fellowship, and kids flip night. Get right with God and come to beaminghope.org and join me on Tuesdays from 2 to 3 p.m. I'll see you here with Miracle Stories. I'm Dawn Reese, and thank you for joining me in this beautiful afternoon in Clearwater Beach to Tampa and all over the world on the internet on Tan Talk Radio Network. Of course, I changed my show segment for a little bit from Hollywood Connections to Dawn Reese Miracle Story TV Network, and I'm so honored. This last year, I was nominated for Best Talk Show Host at the International Christian Film Festival, and I am so honored to have this amazing man on my show today. And the reason I have him on here, I'm going to explain. You know, my son had passed away July 7th, right before my birthday. He's 34 years old, of a heart attack. And I've been searching for miracle stories even more so that I've had on my show, and to help me get through the grieving process and learning about heaven and hell, of course, where you don't want to go, I have this amazing man, A Journey to Hell and Heaven and Back, Ivan Tuttle. Thank you so much. Did I say that correctly? Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi. That was your intro. So we're live on 3 FM, 3 AM, and your story is so inspiring and has helped me tremendously through my grieving process of, you know, I read Thessalonians and it said, God said that you know me, you will have little grieving. And but with your help and others are getting me through this process, as many other people that have had people pass away. Can you start out, you've got a book that's for sale, A Journey to Hell and Heaven and Back. And can you tell us what happened? I watched a lot of your videos on YouTube, and what happened and up to what happened from hell and heaven and back?
Well, okay. Where do we start?
Well, you weren't, there's something you were younger, you were saying, and you loved to dance, and your legs were hurting you.
Yes, I was at the point, I mean, I had been backslidden, and I was one of these people that was, I went crazy, and I was going to nightclubs, and I was dancing. This was back during the disco era, so you really had to know what you were doing because you wore those big platform shoes, you know?
Right.
And so I was into that lifestyle. I was into the drugs. I was into everything. And what happened is I went home. I had a blood clot, and I didn't know that at first, but I found out I had a blood clot in my leg, and I couldn't do anything. And finally, they put me in a hospital. Kept me there for about a week, thinned my blood out, and then sent me home, not knowing anything about blood clots. At 26 years of age, there's not a whole lot of knowledge that I had of those things back then.
And you wouldn't think that being younger like that, you would even get them.
No. I thought when the doctor told me that that's what it was, I laughed at him. I thought, that's only for old people. Young people don't get that. So I was surprised.
Right. And then what happened in the hospital? Something dramatic happened.
Well, it wasn't in the hospital. Oh. I actually left the hospital and went to my house because I was told I could go home. And I went home, called some lady up to come over to my house to fix me some food. And now I never go to bed, even to this day, until like 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. And even when I was in the hospital, that's what it was. But that night, I got home around 5 o'clock, and by 9 o'clock, I had to be in bed. There was something wrong. I knew something was wrong, and I crawled into bed. And almost instantly after crawling into bed, I died.
Mm. Did anyone in the house know what happened, or?
No, it was just that young lady that was there. And what happened is that I laid down, and all of a sudden I'm laying in bed, and something grabbed a hold of my left arm and jerked me right up out of the bed. And to be honest with you, I didn't know what it was. Now, I was a pretty strong guy and knew a lot about martial arts, and I was trying to punch this thing to no avail. It did absolutely nothing. And I tried to turn the light switch on. My hand went through the wall. Then and that all happened within like 2-3 seconds. And then I realized I'm dead.
I was hearing that on one of the other stories that you were talking about. Like you, like when you're younger, you're afraid and you try to turn the light on and your hand went right through the light and you couldn't pull it.
Right. I went right through the wall. And it just, it's like the light switch wasn't even there. But, and then I realized this is a demon and I'm going to hell. Because see, there's something that happens when you're just spirit and you're not body anymore. You instantly know everything you need to know. It's just instant.
See, that's you know, you're helping me. Like I said, my son had passed away, and of a kind of what happened and how heaven is like. But when that thing, that demon pulled you, you said you were pulled out completely out of your body, right? And then he was pulling you towards hell.
Yes, he was. Well, what happened is when he pulled me up and my hand went through the light switch, for some reason, I turned around towards the bed. I don't know what I was thinking, and I saw myself still in the bed. And instantly at that time, I knew I'm dead. This thing's taking me to hell. And it did. It started taking me right through hell.
Wow. And you said you're a big guy that you could fight anybody, and you thought you could fight this demon.
I've never backed down from anybody in my life.
Wow.
A young guy. I've always been one of these people. I've always been a scrapper whenever anything had to happen. I'm a big guy. So I've never been afraid of anybody. And now, since I've been in hell, which I'll explain later, but anyways, this thing was dragging me, and I was hitting it as hard as I could. I was trying to kick it. I was doing everything I could to no avail. I'm going through hell. He's taking me through hell. I'm seeing all these people in hell. And instantly, when you look at somebody, when you're not in your body anymore and you're just spirit, you can look at somebody. You instantly know everything about them. So I'm passing these people, and I know everything about them. They know everything about me, too.
Wow. Did that demon spirit say anything to you, or he just, when he was grabbing you, and pulling you to hell, did it say anything to you, or?
Oh, it laughed at me, called me names, made fun of me.
Wow.
Just about everything you can think of, because it got me. I fell for the trap, you know?
Wow. So how long did they say that you had passed away?
They're estimating about 3 hours.
3 hours. Wow. And then how long do you think that you were in hell at that time?
Well, it's hard to tell, because this is what happened. This demon was taking me, and I'll try to explain this. The demon was trying to put me in my final place, and this is where you stay at forever, and you never move from there. You're done. You just stay right there. It's like a chain's around you, although I don't see a chain. There's something there, and the people couldn't move. Their feet can just dangle, and arms can move, but you don't go anywhere. And it was taking me to put me in a final place when all of a sudden a voice rang out, and the voice rang out and said, "It's not his time. I made a promise to his mother. You must let him go." And as soon as that was said, boom, that was it. I left hell, and I was standing at the gates of heaven.
I want to bring up, you know, it's amazing, because what about praying mothers, you know, and I'm one of those that get on her knees and pray for my sons and my grandchildren, and those prayers do work, because when he said that, it was the prayers of your mother. That's amazing.
Yes. My mother used to say that God promised her that none of her children would ever go to hell, you know. And she said God made her that promise because she said that she read in the Bible that if you raise your children in the ways of the Lord, they'll be back, they'll be there, and they'll go to heaven. And she said, God, you need to promise me that, because I'm going to do this.
Wow. And so you're at the heaven's gate, and, you know, they say, God says there are many mansions in heaven that I've prepared a place for you. And, you know, for anybody else that's lost somebody, like myself or my son, you said you saw big buildings and the gold that was in the streets that were just with light water running through it. And you said it was, the colors were phenomenal.
Yes. Heaven is a place that's just, it's so unreal to try to explain it. It's beyond what we can imagine. These buildings were huge. They were white. It was like some kind of white stone marble that just glittered and shined. And then the streets that were gold, I don't know if they're gold. They look exactly like gold. But when you step on them, they're nice and soft and easy. Hmm. And then there's, you know, it was just so beautiful. The trees, the flowers, the grass, everything that's there. You know, and there's light all the time. The light is coming from the center of heaven where God is. His glory is shining. there's no shadows. You can be inside of a building and there's no shadow inside the building. It's the same brightness inside as it is outside.
Well, what do you think those big buildings are? Do you think that, did you see any houses, or do you think that's downtown heaven? I don't know.
That's the houses. These buildings are houses. They're mansions.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. See, for anybody out there that's wondering, you know, of your child or your loved one that has passed away, Ivan Tuttle has been to heaven and hell, and heaven you definitely want to go. And he's describing what happened in his glorious venture up to heaven. And what happened? You said there was a big angel. How tall was that angel that was guiding you?
Well, when I got to heaven, before I could even go into heaven, this angel greeted me. And to estimate, from what I could tell, he was at least 7 foot tall, maybe taller. And he was the one, and he explained to me that I cannot go into heaven without him. I have to hold his hand. Because, see, I wasn't ready to be in heaven.
Right.
So the angel was explaining to me that I had to stay with him. So I was going to stay with this angel. I did not leave this angel. This angel held my hand, and we walked all around heaven.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. So did that angel have wings, or was it a man or a woman?
I would say it looked more like a man, and no, I did not see wings.
Okay.
It was just a big angel. He was huge. I mean, you know exactly what he is.
Right.
Not all angels have wings, just so some people know. There's a lot of different types of angels, but, you know, that's another discussion someday.
Right. Right. I know that we had some people that are starting to ask some questions here. And so we have a call in on hold for a second. Chrissy's going to be calling in here. I think she's trying to ask me a question. She's in the engineer room, so I can't hear her behind the glass. So when you're in heaven, now I saw some videos that you were talking about that you saw things that just were indescribable, just gorgeous, beautiful. And the streams were like just so clear, and then you were saying that you saw future things that were happening as well.
Well, sure, let me walk you into that. First of all, talking about the stream, it's like a river running right through the middle of the city, and it goes into this big crystal sea, and the water is so clean and pure. And when it's flowing, sometimes it, you know how little children's laughter, I mean, like little infant babies, you know,
mm-hmm.
Their laughter is so pure. That's about what it sounds like when it gets in a little ripply area. But I couldn't believe that it was really water, because you could see right through it. It was so clear, and the angel allowed me to touch it, and it's water.
Oh, wow.
So,
oh,
it's real water.
See, now, they said there's no ocean in heaven, or somebody had said that. I don't know if it's true, but you said there was a stream that went to a bigger body of water?
A huge body of water, yes.
Oh, good. So we have water, lots of it in heaven, because I'm a mermaid here. Well,
let me explain something to you. There's a lot of water in heaven, and you got to remember that, and I'm just giving you a teaser on here. When the earth was formed, and I got to see this from heaven, when the earth was formed, it was nothing but water, and the Spirit of God, meaning God himself, came down and moved across the waters of the deep. Well, why do you think he did that? He was activating that water to get it ready for us, mankind, to live here, just like the water in heaven.
Oh, that's beautiful. Just beautiful. I know Chrissy has a question. Chrissy is on the line from Clearwater. You have a question for Ivan.
I do, Ivan. How did you know, and how long were you gone for?
Well, how did I know I was dead?
Yeah, how did you know you were dead?
Well, I could see that my body was still in the bed. That was
it an out-of-body experience? Is that what you're telling me? Was an out-of-body experience?
Well, your spirit comes out of your body when you die. So, yeah, I was dead. Plus, it was documented that I was dead. I can get to that in a little bit later. But, yeah, because the ambulance came and I was dead, they were calling the morgue. They weren't
what happened
trying to do
to you,
anything.
May I ask? I don't know exactly. I'm sorry.
In the beginning of the show, because we only have 10 minutes left, but in the beginning of the show, he had some blood clots that happened. And this happened when you were about 26, you said, right?
I was 26 years old, yes. Sir.
Correct. So let him finish the story, and then hold on. And what happened then? I go so fast. Okay.
Okay, so where you want me to leave off? Take off?
When you were in heaven and what you saw in the earth?
Sure. So what happened is the angel told me to turn and look. And when the angel said, turn and look, I turned to look. And when I turned to look, you know, I saw the earth in a timeline. It's kind of hard to explain to people, but in heaven it wasn't hard to explain. I saw the earth from the beginning way into the future, things that are going to happen way in the future. So I got to watch how the earth was formed. I got to watch some things that happened. I even watched when Jesus walked on the earth. I got to see these things. I got to watch things that happened, you know, way before my time.
Wow.
Medieval times. I got to see all types of things. So.
Wow. So when you came, let me ask you this. When you came back to earth, what do you think your purpose is here that they sent you back?
Well, there's several purposes. One is to let people know that there really is a heaven and hell.
Mm-hmm.
And two is also to bring the glory back so that people can actually feel the glory of God and people can experience that, that people's lives will realize that, hey, listen, you can't walk the fence anymore. You know, you've got to give a complete commitment to God. That, you know, these are some of the basic things. One is people that don't believe in God. I'll beg and plead with you, because the last thing I want to do is see anybody go to hell. I don't care who they are.
Mm-hmm.
I never want anybody to go there. It's a place you never get out of. It's horrible. The hopelessness that you feel there, it's the most horrible thing in the world to go through.
You know, I was watching a clip of you saying that it's like if you have a cut on your hand or something happens to your body, you can take a painkiller or something and it's gone. But there in hell, you can't, because it's constant.
But, well, when you're in hell, you can't pass out from the pain. And believe me, you're being tortured. And it's like, you know, when you get a paper cut, like I said, it's like right there and it really hurts.
Wow.
Hell, if you get a paper cut, something like a paper cut is through your whole body.
Right, right. And back up to heaven. Now, did you see God, or what happened? It goes so fast. Ivan, you know, Ivan, I know we only have till 2:30. I'm going to read the book, and then I'm going to invite you back, and I'm going to highlight some things, because you're so inspirational of what you saw. Now, when you were in heaven, did God say anything to you?
Well, through the angel. The angel was the one
who spoke
to me. And the angel spoke to me about different things that was going to happen on earth, the different gifts that God was giving me, you know, when I come back to earth, and to make sure that, you know, I use them wisely for the Lord and only for the Lord. So that's what I do. And there was just so many things. But people on earth need to understand that God is real. You know, he is real.
What do you tell somebody that says that they pray? I know these are questions that are coming in. I pray, but I don't feel God's presence.
This is what I tell people to do. If you don't feel God's presence, I'm going to tell you the only way that you can do this is you need to open your Bible. You need to read 3 to 5 chapters of your Bible every day. You need to spend time in prayer, and eventually the breakthrough will happen, because God is talking to you, but it's getting your spirit right so that they can accept what God's trying to tell you.
That's beautiful. And I know that's beautiful. And I'm right with you 100%. Do you believe that, you know, there's like a controversy with things from pastors that I've talked to. Do you believe that, like, if my son, of course, I know he's in heaven with my parents. Do you believe that, you know, that you feel their presence sometimes around you on earth, or are they in heaven, you know, with?
Well, they are in heaven, but God allows the spirit of the person to still be, you know, comfort you at times where you need it. People have dreams. People see things. I have a friend of mine that his son passed away, and he still every now and then sees, you know, he'd go, Jesus, let me see my son.
Mm-hmm.
I can't explain that. I have no idea. It doesn't mean everybody's going to get the same experience.
Right.
God knows what we need.
Right. I had a lot of spiritual little things happen, and I'll have to talk about that later. But from being in heaven, and you said it's like a day of, what, 1,000 days to a day for us.
Yeah. Well, you know, in the Bible, it says that, you know, a day is like a 1,000 years is like a day.
1,000, right.
God. So I joke around, tell everybody, well, if that's the case, I was up there for 3 hours. If you just take it and multiply it, divide it, and take it apart. Basically, I was there for 44 years, if you look at it.
Wow. Wow. Now,
but the experience.
You have this book, and you've been on, tell us the other networks that you've been on. You've been on so many other networks as well with your book.
Oh, yeah, I've been on Sid Roth show. I've been on a lot of different TV programs, and Katie Souza's, quite a few different programs and networks all over the world, actually. I'm in Korea, in Europe, in Germany.
Wow, world known, and you're getting the gospel of God out with what happened to you and your testimony. Have you thought about writing a movie about this yet, or has someone contacted you?
Actually, somebody did contact me, and this next week I'll be talking to them This weekend, in fact, I'll be flying out to talk to them on this weekend. So
that's amazing. That's what my show is about. We have producers, agents, casting directors on, and helping people as well. So keep us posted with that. And I definitely, like I said, this goes so fast. Let me get the book and tell everybody where they can buy the book. Your website, where they can get in touch with you.
Yeah, you can go to IvanTuttle.com, which is real simple. Just IvanTuttle.com. It's IvanTuttle.com. You can go to Amazon. It's just called A Journey to Hell, Heaven, and Back. And Sid Roth did the foreword on it. So you can find it under my name or under Sid Roth's name.
Oh, I love Sid Roth. I love that show, too. That's amazing. And, you know, and just with your inspiration and any other words of heaven that you saw, you know, that you saw, that just, you said the colors, and was there fields and streams? And
oh, it was beautiful, the colors, the fields. And the other thing I have to say this too is there's a lot of people in heaven that you never thought were going to be there, because you know, when they cry out to God, they can cry out to God at the last minute. God's still going to take them. So
wow.
It's just beautiful. And when you see all of the children that have been aborted, when their parents come to heaven, the reunion that's there is just absolutely gorgeous and beautiful.
What an experience that you've had. I can't wait to read the book. Would you like to come back on the show as soon as I get it?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
That would be amazing. And where are you calling in from, Ivan? What's your home state?
I'm in the Nashville, Tennessee area.
Nashville, Tennessee. Okay, awesome. I know there's a phone call. I know we have somebody that has a call. Is there a call, ladies? That's for Ivan, 727-441-3000. We have 2 minutes left. And Ivan, give your website one more time.
It's IvanTuttle.com, IvanTuttle.
I'll tell you, it's going to be a fabulous movie. And yes, Tommy? I don't know. We'll find out. Hi, this is Dawn Reese. You're live on the air.
Hey, Dawn. This is Solana with Puzzle Tube.
Yes, you're on in about 2 minutes. Call back. I'm sorry. You're on the next show. All right, hold on. All right, Ivan, it's been such a pleasure to have you on the air with me. And like I said, just you're helping me, and you're helping millions of other people that have lost other people around the world, and just giving them hope and inspiration. I thank you for that.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me.
God bless. We'll have you back, Ivan. This is Ivan, and I'm Dawn Reese with Dawn Reese Miracle Story TV Network. Make sure you get his book, A Journey to Heaven and Hell and Back. A Journey to Hell and Heaven and Back.
Heaven and Back, yes.
There we go. Ivan Tuttle, thank you so much for calling in. We'll be back with Tiki Talk and the ladies next. This is Patty from Soap This. I just want to announce we have our next event December 4th. It's Young and the Restless Actors, plus Jacob Young, who used to be on Bold and Beautiful. The actors are Jordi Villasuso, Sean Dominic, and Jacob Young. To get tickets, you go to soapthis.ticketleap.com. The event is December 4th, and come and have a great time and meet these great actors. Again, soapthis.ticketleap.com.
Looking to cool off in the summer or turn up the heat in the winter? Then head over to Clearwater Ice Arena, Tampa Bay Skating Academy Oldsmar, or TBSA Countryside. With three locations in the Tampa Bay area, you can enjoy a wide range of hockey and figure skating activities and programs. We offer youth and adult pickup hockey and leagues, skate, shoot, freestyle, and public skating times throughout the day, so you will want to come back again and again. It's fun for the whole family. And don't forget to schedule your next birthday party or private event with us. Visit TampaBayIce.com for more information.
Breathe in that feeling of summer again at Ocean Air Himalayan Salt Caves in Orleans. Relax in your own private salt cave. Unwind in zero-gravity chairs surrounded by relaxing music. And enjoy the natural therapy discovered in European salt mines for over 100 years. Detox your body and relax your mind at Ocean Air. 35204 U.S. Highway 19N in Palm Harbor or call 727-754-3979. Plan your escape today. Visit OceanAirHimalayanSaltCave.com.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
In the tiki 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 room, in the tiki 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 room,
the birds sing and the flowers croon.
In the tiki 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 room,
welcome to our tropical hideaway, you lucky people, you. If we weren't in the show starting right away, we'd be the audience.
All together in the tiki 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 room, in the tiki 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 room,
all the birds sing words
and the flowers croon
in the tiki 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 room.
I sing so beautiful, I should sing solo.
Are you ready for some fun? And we are ready for some fun. We got the ladies and we are back with Tiki Talk.
It's not the boys, it's the girls.
We're back in town. The girls are back in town with Chrissy Boyles and Cassie.
Say hi.
Hi, everybody.
We're going to have a super fun show. Before I get my next guest that's calling from Arizona, she's still on the phone. We're going to play that video clip I sent you just for a second and we'll be right back.
Hope everybody had a great Labor Day. Thank you guys so much. We had about 150 entrants for the Fuzzle Tube giveaway for Labor Day for the teal and the raspberry 4.0 tube. And congratulations to Don Reese of the Don Reese Show. You are our winner. So you have 24 hours to DM us and we will get you your teal or your raspberry 4.0. Thanks so much everyone for playing and have a great rest of your summer.
And then there's a spin the wheel, and there it goes. And then it shows my name out of 150 people. And I have the lady that's actually, it's on its way to my house. Welcome to Tiki Talk. And tell everybody your name.
Hi, Dawn and everybody. Thank you so much for having me. My name is Solana Whitehead. And that is correct. And actually, Dawn, 175 folks that were.
Wow.
Really cool. Showing of folks wanting some fun summer toys, even late in the summer.
That's amazing. I told you I didn't have a birthday because of my son passing, and this just made my day when I saw that. It's like, Dawn Reese, my gosh. And you said they're like, to explain how they work. They're like puzzles?
Yes, exactly. So they're puzzle shaped, and what they do is they solve the problem of trying to stay connected with people on the water. So whether you're in the pool or a lake or a river, you know, when you're hanging out with your friends, you usually have to use your arms and your legs to hold on. And lots of folks actually tie up ropes in their tubes to stay connected. And so this is just an easier way, a fun way, a unique way to stay connected on the water, like a puzzle piece. And you can connect and disconnect with the clip.
That's so cool. So you said you're out in Lake Havasu. You take them out there as well. Give everybody your website.
Yes, so we are Fuzzle Tube, which stands for Floating Puzzle Tube. So it's FluzzleTube tube.com. And yet we are, we're about an hour from Lake Havasu is where our headquarters is located. But we travel all over. We're actually on a road trip right now to Southern California.
Well, I'm coming out there in October. I'd love to meet with you and do a personal interview with you to see my son. He's out in Prescott area. So, so we'll have to try to figure out and hook up that way, and then we can do a live interview and show more of the tubes as well. And this was on TikTok that I had won, so I just want to thank you so much.
You are welcome. It would be fun to do an interview in the tubes. Maybe we could find a place to float.
I would love that.
Get ready.
Yes. Now, could you hook up that tube to like a Nautica? We have a Nautica, like a little boat.
You mean like a towable tube?
Right.
Yeah, we get that question a lot. And no, these are just, you know, for leisure floating, river floating, lazy rivers, just kind of to float and connect. We possibly in the future, but right now these are not for pulling behind a boat. They are They're primarily for just like floating around, having fun.
So get your inner tube out if you want to get pulled behind.
Exactly,
the
exactly. And of course, there were two colors. There was a raspberry or a teal. But guess which one I got? The teal.
Of course, that's your color.
Yes, right? Exactly. So give everybody your phone number again and your website.
Sure. So it's puzzletube.com, which stands for floating puzzle. And you can reach us directly at 928-588-3411 is our direct line. And we do still have the teal and the raspberry. And then we will be having the whole rainbow collection in new colors for 2022.
Now, I know, like, we go to Crystal River or someplace. Now, if
how much do these cost a piece?
Yeah, so they're a range. We have three different models, some with an open center, some with a mesh bottom, and then the top-of-the-line model has a completely covered in nylon. And so it ranges from about 60, 65, all the way up to over 100, 120.
Very nice.
Because they're very durable, very reliable. These aren't like throwaway tubes. These are tubes you're going to use for a long time. And the best way to purchase the tubes is in bundles because, you know, obviously with the way the puzzle connection is, you want to get people together. And so you get a bundle discount on our website for the more you purchase.
So how many, just last question, how many can go together, like puzzle together?
You know, it's funny you ask that because we get that a lot, and it's really endless. We're actually thinking about at some point doing some sort of a Guinness Book of World Records thing.
There's
not another interlocking tube out there, so it would be fun to put that together. But right now, we've seen upwards of 17, 20 people.
Wow.
Fishing on a lake and family reunions, bachelorette parties.
Sounds like riding down the
lazy river.
Down here, the lazy river. We got fun. The Weeki Wachee. We got a lot of places down here.
Are there pictures on your website?
There are. We actually have a photo gallery on one of the tabs, and it's literally all pictures from customers that they've sent in over this
so cool.
Well, we'll be taking pictures of Dawn and sending them.
Yes.
We got one of Dawn already coming down the lazy river tube.
Devil, you get me in a water with an inner tube? Yeah, I'm going to tell you, my grandkids and my son told me, he said, Mom, when you're like 100, you're at the lazy river, like, you know, any lazy river, you'll just put the little flag up and we'll give you a drink. Just don't even come out.
Thank you so much for calling in.
I'm so happy that it's bringing you joy, and I was really saddened to hear the news that you shared, and I'm just really happy that you won and that you have an opportunity to experience them, and I would love to meet with you when you come out here in Arizona.
Yes, I'll be there next month. I'm very excited, so definitely I'll hook up with you for sure.
Well, she's a fabulous TikToker, so you'll be TikToking.
Oh yeah, we'll be TikToking.
Yeah, it's a TikTok interview. I love it.
Yes, one more thing. Give your TikTok name.
Pardon me?
Give your TikTok name as well.
Oh, it's the same. Just FuzzleTube, @FuzzleTube.
There you go, everybody. And there's a ton of videos. Thank you so much for calling in. I got to get back to the ladies because they got guests as well. And this is Tiki Talk. And I'm Dawn Reese. And thank you so much for being our guest today.
Thank you for having me. Have a great day, ladies.
Oh, you too. That's going to be really fun when I go to Arizona.
Oh, it will be fun.
That'll be a blast. So Cassie, what are you going to talk about? You've got some fun stuff happening.
Well, there is some changes today. My author, Cynthia Lucas, who sent along a book. So if who wants to call in and you can win the book.
Ooh, there's a book.
Yes.
Oh, Cynthia's a great writer.
One of her seven books.
You can call 727-441-3000 and get this book. Is it autographed?
Yes, it is.
It's autographed.
Yes, it is.
Very cool. And what's it about?
I'm going to read a little excerpt.
Especially girls, if you like good.
I'm going to give you a little teaser. What happens when Samson Bellarmine, a wealthy, handsome womanizer in the year 1511, breaks the heart and the trust of a young lady who'd been his friend since childhood? We all go through that, right?
Ooh.
he soon finds himself cursed by her anger, pagan princess mother, and is now doomed to sit out an endless existence as a stone gargoyle. His body is cold and devoid of love as the heart that beat inside his once human chest. That's a little tease.
Oh my gosh, call
it's a
now!
Good book.
727-441-3000. You could get this book autographed by the author. Ooh.
Yes, and Cynthia is also the lead singer of North to South. She entertains all along the Gulf beaches. That's what we're promoting here, is Best of the Gulf Beaches. And she's also an animal advocate, and I call her the squirrel whisperer.
I agree.
She has three.
Always picking them in.
Yeah. She has three now that she's taken under her wing, and soon she's going to be putting them back into the wild. Cynthia, you've got to go to her Facebook page. She has some great stories there.
Super cool. And, yeah. You know, you have your own soap opera thing going on, too. Tell us about it.
Well, yes.
I have to plug that. You interview soap opera stars.
Actually, I have one on Thursday night. I'm going to get a shout-out to take2radio.com. We're having a surprise guest, and I didn't even realize that she was also a director, a producer. She's won two Emmy Awards. You guys should call in to take2radio.com on Thursday night at 7 o'clock.
And what would be the phone number?
Oh, dear. I'll have to post it on page.
Yes, what's your Facebook page?
Cassie Jenkins. And I will post all this.
And that's J-A-C-H-E-N-S.
Yes.
It's not spelled like it sounds.
Right. That's super. And also, everybody, Soap This on Facebook. Soap This has a big event coming in December with a lot of soap opera stars. I'll be there interviewing. You can mingle with the stars, sit with the stars, eat with the stars, hug the stars.
Yes. That's Patty. That's
great
Patty's,
soap
right?
Soap star advocate. It's a great event to attend.
Exactly.
Is that Patty's?
Yes.
Okay. It is Patty's.
And what is and
December 4th? Soap This.
Who are the guests? I'm sorry, I didn't get that. Who the guests were?
Oh, we'll announce that next week.
Yeah, we're going to give teasers, so you guys are going to have to go to our websites and
exactly
and find out. We're
they're
not
hunky
do
guys.
Everything. Yeah, we're not going to do
okay,
everything.
Okay, before
you.
They run me out of time, I'm promoting an event. It's a charity event for Aiden. He was bitten by a dog up in Newport Richey.
And how old is he?
He is 3.
Oh.
And we are doing a fundraiser on September the 26th at noon to 5 o'clock, thanks to Mike McCullough. Thank
Hi,
you.
Hi, Mike.
And he's supposed to call and talk about it. He had some personal issues, so he couldn't make it to the studio today. But Nova Rex will be performing. There will be different vendors and setting the other out there, things for the kids to do. There will be games and gift baskets, you know.
Oh, you put some amazing gift baskets together for raffle.
We've got some great gift baskets together. We've had a lot of great donations from a lot of wonderful people, and I want to thank everybody.
And you're looking still for some more. So if somebody has a gift or maybe some gift certificates from your business.
Gift certificates. I still have a few more that I have to pick up to go in a couple of the baskets, but...
Drop them off at the station here at Tan Talk Radio on Myrtle.
Exactly, and put my name on it. I would graciously appreciate
Chrissy.
It. Please make sure we know who it's from so that we can do a shout-out to them also. It's just going to be a great event, and it's just to kind of help somebody in serious need. I mean, there's hospital bills, and every day of living with the COVID has been real, excuse my French, crap. Okay, so it's time to get back to real life, everybody.
You know,
and I hope to see any of you out there coming to visit.
I got to tell you, my niece was actually bitten in the face by a pit bull when she was younger, and she had 170 stitches in her face.
Oh, God bless her.
And they put the plastic surgery and everything is better.
I guess
better.
I should say it's at Harley-Davidson, Newport,
Richey. That would help.
Like I said, it starts at 12 o'clock and it goes till 5. I will be there selling tickets, so please come and buy tickets from me. The more tickets you buy, the more that we get to donate. So I look forward to seeing everybody out there, and thank you, Mike McCullough, for putting this together.
How did you meet Mike?
I do a lot of biker events, and we do a lot of charities, and I do a lot of AMVETs, and I cooked last week at the... American Legion made hamburgers.
I know she
and
did. Yeah, she is an amazing cook.
Life is fun, and that's what it's supposed to be. Everybody makes it too serious and too tough. Enjoy everything.
Not us, ladies. You know, we love you. Love margaritas.
Tomorrow.
I love margaritas. And you always had a tiki place someplace. Well, there's just some amazing music as well.
Well, either there we're out in the water or hanging out.
Right.
We do a lot of live stupid videos. It's just a lot of fun. We're old, don't care.
Wait a second.
And just hanging out and enjoying life.
I'm 61.
Not done.
Well, listen, I just had a birthday and I'm 66.
And she doesn't look like it.
It's only a number. You're as old as you feel.
Exactly.
Use it or lose it. So enjoy the week, everybody. Thanks for listening.
We're going to come up with a new segment. We don't know if we're going to do this every week or every other week. We're going to discuss this. But we're going to have something called Ask Chrissy. Remember Ask Abby?
Yeah.
Ask Chrissy. Ask Chrissy anything. Anything goes.
If I don't know, I promise you I will tell you. I will find out. I will research it and find it out.
That's
if
right.
you really need to know.
And research daughter, is key.
Yes. Research, yes.
My daughter has
we'll
written
ask
a book.
Surrey and we'll go to Google.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I'm on Google.
Yes. And you'll have to tell. What book did your daughter write? What
she
is that
wrote,
noise?
Selling Through Relationships. How wonderful. Sounds like a boat going off or somebody's
it does.
Phone.
Is there a boat?
Or something. I did not bring a copy.
That's Chrissy's phone against the window.
Somebody's calling.
Well, tell them I can't talk right now. I'm kind of busy.
And we're
got to call the studio if you want to talk to us. 727-441-3000. I know the phone number.
Yeah. And here's the book. We need you to call in.
So if you want to win Cynthia's book, which is a fabulous book, I have read it.
And your daughter's book.
And Katrina also, I have a book from her also. And we'll give it away next week on air.
And what
is it
called?
A good idea.
It's called Selling Through Relationships. She is real estate. It is on Amazon.
So you can buy that
and
now.
It's called Tampa Home Talk Radio.
That's right.
And she is partnered with Cox and Beasley. I'm very impressed. I'm surprised it's my kid. I love her. She's very beautiful, very intelligent.
And you have another beautiful daughter, Erica.
And I have another beautiful daughter, Erica.
Hi, Erica.
She's an insurance mogul now, right? And she's helping older people with their Medicare and stuff. So
nice.
They're paying life forward, both of them. They're good girls.
Exactly.
That's what life's about.
Exactly. Yep. And I have to shout out to SunKissCharters.com is almost ready. SunKissCharters.com. 37-foot Endeavor ready to take you out in the Gulf of Mexico. Chrissy, your phone is driving me crazy.
Well,
it's against the wall.
Well, they can't call me.
I'm going to go out and bring her phone in here. She's trying to live stream it. It's like making this boat noise. But anyway, SunKissCharters.com. Also go to MyPillow.com. Put in promo code BEACH because... You know, Mike Lindell's selling a lot of pillows. I'm going to go get
Mike's
that phone.
Mike's a nice guy. Leave my phone.
I'm going to go get her phone. I'll be right back.
There goes
Cassie,
her
take it
feed
over.
From there then. Okay, so now you're going to have to watch the end of it because she's getting ready to shut my phone off. So now you're going to have to watch the end of it on YouTube, I guess.
I'll promote Cynthia's.
Please. She's a wonderful author and a wonderful artist. Yep. She sings fabulously. Look,
she said she's gonna come live and she's gonna bring her husband and they're gonna play a song live.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. So we're gonna set that up. And go to CynthiaLucasRomance.com and check out her seven books. She's got seven books. Go to Amazon and follow her on North to South. That's North.
TwoSouthOnline.com.
There you go. So what do you ladies like to do? Cassie, what are your hobbies?
What are my hobbies?
These ladies are both single. Do you know that? They're gorgeously single.
We pertain to want to be that way.
We could have a dating show with them. We could. Would you be interested?
Sure. Oh, yeah.
They are beautifully single.
But my list is getting longer.
Yeah, right?
Good looking.
So what do you look for in a man? I said anything goes on this show.
First, you have your own car. Do you have a job? You're retired.
Chrissy, the microphone is in front of you.
That's a good start.
She's not using the microphone.
No baggage.
Do you pay your own bills? Because I don't intend to pay them.
Good sense of humor.
Good sense of humor.
Lots of money.
Lots of money.
Lots of
generous. They have
generous.
To be generous, yeah.
Be a gentleman.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And what is your age? What are your age limit that you're looking at?
Listen, if they're not gentlemen, we have we have equalizers.
Okay, no, I have to know. What is the man age that you're looking
my
for?
My daughter won't let me date anyone half my age.
Okay.
Anyone younger than half my age.
What do you mean she won't let you? When did she start making the rules? When did she start making the rules, girlfriend?
So what is, seriously, what is your age group? Like, what do you look for?
Listen, he's got to be somebody that at least catches your attention, okay?
Right.
So
you don't have to catch him.
You never know when they're going to catch your attention, no. Girlfriend, let them okay?
Let them catch us.
Okay, and Cassie, Christy, what are you looking for in a man if you have to date somebody?
Well, hell, I already been married twice. I ain't looking for nothing.
Nothing.
I look for nothing.
Companionship.
Yeah. Somebody to hang out with.
Exactly.
Have a good time with.
Watch so if anybody's out there that would like to
do some fun things, you know. And
I'm starting to date and enjoy. Everybody, I'd like to date these two lovely
Listen,
ladies.
I haven't dated probably 40 years. Okay. How the hell am I going to date?
Somebody call in and tell us what a date is these days.
Yeah. What is a date? What is a date? Does anybody know?
Anybody?
Give us a beautiful call.
Beautiful Carrie
has a date. Yeah, 3000.
She's got a new date. She's got it. She's happy.
She's got another. Good.
Yeah.
Good for her.
Yay.
Go ahead and somebody's app.
Yes. So, and I'm happily married. So we got a date going here.
Well, yeah, but you want to get married? That's I see all these couples and they have date night, but they don't say what the date night is.
Right. Or what they're doing.
Yeah. Well, we went to the casino.
Well, you're not supposed to dip because on behind closed doors, girlfriend.
But here, I have a question. Okay, so our date night, we went to the casino last night, and I won $100. Well,
sweet.
Actually, my husband gave me $20, and he doesn't last that long there. He's
so
like a half hour.
That's good. Bucks
I, no,
today,
I did. I gave him back his $20, but here's the thing. When you win with your husband, he goes, what bill are you going to pay?
Yeah.
Well, that's why you don't have a husband. That's why I don't have one, and Cassie don't have one. We pay our own bills.
Exactly. I mean, of course I pay bills. But,
yeah, but I like that to return on your investment. $20 and you won $100.
I did.
I like that return
and
on your investment.
The American Legion
too.
Is really good.
The American Legion.
We better not give the secret out, though.
No, the but you like bingo with American Legion.
I love bingo with American Legion.
And we don't get kicked out there.
That's because I go and cook, and they like to cook. And
yeah.
So.
Yes, the hot dogs, the cheeseburgers were amazing.
Oh, my God. We made cheeseburgers last weekend. I cooked about 30 of
Why
them.
Why do you have that in my face? You got
because
this Facebook
it's
in my face.
Put
on Cassie. Put it over there. Anything goes on this show. We never know.
What's
in Cassie's?
Like, how's this like close up of my face?
Yeah, listen, we need to lose these things here. We're going to have to get with Lola. She's going to have to fix this. Put regular microphones here.
I don't like these things in front of my face. Those little ones.
So you've won at the
Legion. I wanted the Legion and I wanted the Hard Rock. Anything
yes,
else?
You have. But you always get those gifts. I play more than you do, and you get gifts all the time.
Well,
all the time.
I guess they love me more than you.
I think you probably do.
You're married. They don't want to give you nothing.
But hey, I did win $1,500 there about a year
so
ago.
So we
remember they called my name.
Did you see they have an explosion at the Broward County casino?
You
this
sent
morning?
That to me.
Yeah,
what kind of explosion?
I sent it to you.
I didn't read it.
The one in Miami.
I know. What happened?
Hell, I don't know.
She sends us something, doesn't read it, expects us to know what she's talking about.
I said to you, listen, Rosie, you're the gambler.
She calls me Rosie because, like, her grandmother. Listen.
My grandma Rosie would spend every day at the casino if you let her.
I would, too.
Oh, she loved it. She used to go to Vegas at least 6 times a year.
Chrissy, put the camera on you.
She's like, yeah. Selfie.
So there I
selfie
am.
Selfie mode.
Yes.
And so Chrissy's hobbies
now
are swimming.
Now you don't.
Chrissy texts me at 5:30 in the morning one day, GM.
And my husband, I was on Sand Key Beach.
I know.
Enjoying the
she
sunrise. And it was fabulous.
I guess that's what happens when you're 66 and you get up and you
when
go
to bed. When you're 66,
right.
Yep, you get up early.
But
it's more
exercise.
My name is Dawn. I'm not a morning person. But I should have been called Dusk.
I forgot my lay today.
Oh,
you're
right. Cassie needs her lay. Her lay. I have a Hawaiian lay.
This show is supposed to be fun, and it's been a lot
it
of
is.
Fun today, girls.
Hey, guess what? I know that you sell Mary Kay.
Oh, I do, and I love Mary Kay. I use Mary Kay.
So people could call you to
Anytime
Christy.
You need Mary Kay, you can call me.
She always gives me these great things, stuff that I have. It's amazing. What is that noise?
Okay. Mary Kay is a good product. You know, and funny enough, because I hadn't found anybody to sell Mary Kay in almost 20 years, and then I met Lisa up in Hernando Beach.
Right.
And I love Lisa. You need Mary Kay.
Taking her phone. So I'm going to put it on Chrissy now.
Oh, that's not very nice.
There we go. There we go. I'm getting
for
her back.
Consultation.
Yes, consultation from Mary right? Kay.
I really don't know if I want to put my number out with the world.
Okay, we don't even have a caller for
Facebook.
Our book
you
that we're giving for free.
Call the studio here and leave your number.
Oh, there we go.
Hey, Carrie, that's out there. Why don't you call the station and win this book? Because nobody's calling. Call 727-441-3000. And you could win this book. Call 727-441-3000. We have a book giveaway and nobody's calling.
I think everybody's sleeping this afternoon.
Does Carrie want this book or not?
Here.
We have a free book to give away and it's signed.
I'm going to get it gone.
We're going to see who's going to call in. Is Carrie calling? I don't know. Is there somebody going to call
outside.
In?
I can't
we
call in.
I know you're driving. You're going, this is a crazy show, but it's going to be fun. And if you want to be on Tiki Talk, hey, if you have a business and you want to help support, you know, we pay for our own airtime.
We do.
And we do.
We do a lot of benefits and stuff. And any help is graciously. Tommy, call the studio.
Call the studio. Yeah. She's in a. Oh, we go. I think we got a winner.
Oh,
winner,
we got
winner,
a winner,
chicken dinner. Okay, hi. You're live on the air.
Oh, my goodness.
So, are you? You're calling. Guess what? You just won the book. What is it called?
What did I just win?
A book
you
from
just
Cynthia
won a romance novel.
A romance
it is a
novel.
Great love story, darling. I've read it. It's wonderful.
Oh, okay.
Awesome. Blood from a stone.
Blood from a stone. Yeah.
Okay.
And listen, man, the dude did the shot, for the front
I'll
of
soon.
Thank you, Carrie. Stay tuned. She'll be on next.
give us your address. She has to give Tom her address.
Oh, yeah.
The
call in, you have to give Tommy your address for the book.
Okay, she will.
She can't have this one?
Yeah.
We'll send it to her.
We'll
drone it to her right now.
Just
guys.
Leave your address, please.
So anyways, guess what? So I have this Disney thing. This really helps this fan.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, it does.
The battery's going. It needs new batteries.
But it does. It does. It's a little, wait, you know, the Disney fan.
But I won't. I'll keep it clean.
Thank you, Chrissy. I know Lola's watching the show and hearing it.
Oh, I'm thrilled Lola's watching this show. Whatever Lola wants, Lola gets.
She
so
does,
don't mess
that's
with
Lola. Her ringtone. That's her ringtone.
Well, that's true. I've known Lola many years. She's a sweetheart.
We love Lola.
We're going to put this on our podcast.
Yes.
And we're going to put it on Facebook.
And it is live YouTube as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. And so we have like 2 minutes left. Any last words, ladies, that you want to shout out anything?
Please come out to my fundraiser for this young man. It's a really great event, and it's a great entity to help. And I would graciously appreciate any support anyone up around Newport Richey.
And the address again?
It is Harley-Davidson, Newport Richey. They are on Highway 54.
Perfect.
And all you got to do is hit Google and put that name in, and you're good to go.
And what day is it?
It's from noon to 5 o'clock, September the 26th, which is a Sunday. And I will be there selling tickets and come and buy some tickets.
There you go.
Sounds good.
Cassie,
sounds
any
good.
Last words?
And tune in. Don will let you know when our next show is going to be. And it's going to be Best of the Gulf Beaches. And we're going to promote small businesses,
yes.
Entertainers, authors.
Well, he's giving us a countdown. Not even 1 minute. Okay.
A little bit of everything.
Yep.
All right, everybody. We'll see you next. You got the Tiki Talk song? We'll see you next week. Bye!
Bye! Nice to see everybody.
We'll agree. We hope that it fills you with pleasure and glee. Because if we don't make you feel like that, we're going to wind up on a lady's hat. In the tiki, 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 tiki room. In the tiki, 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 tiki room. All the birds sing words and the flowers croon. In the tiki, 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 tiki room. Our magnificent production is yet to come. Shows from the guitar and beating drum. We've been a hit. Join us in another chorus. In the tiki 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 room. In the tiki 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 room. All the birds sing words and the flowers croon. In the tiki 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 room. In the tiki 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 room. In the tiki 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 room. All the birds sing words and the flowers croon. In the tiki 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 room.
WTAN Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.